BC RCMP member given an absolute discharge for hitting handcuffed suspect. Deportation hearing set for bus driver from the Humboldt Broncos bus crash. Simon Fraser University revealed to have been spying on striking workers. Canada will spend $1 billion to upgrade its military, and 94 people are dead as a boat capsizes off the coast of Mozambique. Good morning. It's Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Nora, and it's Eid. Happy Eid to everybody who celebrates. Here are your headlines. An RCMP officer in Prince George has been given an absolute discharge for hitting a handcuffed suspect. Paul St. Marie punched Dilmeet Chahal as Chahal sat in the back of the police car in 2022. This was only the latest charge for St. Marie. Back in 2017, he was charged with manslaughter. In that case, Dale Culver, who is an Indigenous man, died in police custody. He died following a chase and physical altercation with some RCMP officers, including St. Marie. The charges against St. Marie were stayed in that case. In the aftermath, the Union of BC Indian Chiefs issued a statement saying this, quote, "We have a system that says if you have a gun and a badge, you can kill any Indigenous person in any town in BC and not go to jail," unquote. A report into the incident concluded that cardiac arrest was the cause of Culver's death. Next to Saskatchewan, where a deportation hearing date has been set for Jaskirat Singh Sidhu. Jaskirat was sentenced to 18 years in prison for the 2018 crash that led to the death of 16 people and left 13 people injured. He had driven through an intersection while driving a truck that put him in the path of a bus carrying the junior hockey team. Jaskirat was given full parole last year. His lawyers are asking that his criminal record be clean and the remorse that he has shown be taken into consideration for the decision. He was a rookie truck driver. He hadn't really been given adequate training for the kind of hauling that he was doing and has been extremely remorseful for the result of his actions. It has been 6 years and 2 days since the accident happened. Next, a joint investigation between the Investigative Journalism Foundation and the TAI by Zach Viscara has found that Simon Fraser University spied on striking workers. The investigation found that the university had a contract with a company called Lionsgate, a private security company whose former clients included Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou. The workers are part of the Teaching Support Staff Union, or the TSSU, and they started striking in September of 2023 after they could not come to an agreement with the university's administration. The union was calling for better job security and higher wages. 6 days before the strike started, the university had already hired Lionsgate. The investigation found that the university had hired the firm to get information on the workers for the purposes of getting an injunction. Here's how they were referred to in one email. Quote, one email said evidence gathered by Lionsgate could be used for injunction seeking. Quote, a discreet and professional third-party resource was determined to be the appropriate option for this collection, unquote, one email reads. Most firm members, email said, were former law enforcement and were skilled in filing briefs for legal proceedings, unquote. The private investigators from Lionsgate secretly photographed and videotaped the workers as they protested on the picket line. The TSSU workers were never informed that they were being recorded, but over time, they began to recognize the investigators. Good work, guys. I guess you're master investigators over there. Pretty troubling story. Next, the pre-budget tour continues. And because the Liberals are addicted to making everyone hate them, they have gone from daycare spending to bad rental promises to the military. The government has pledged $8.1 billion over 5 years in new defense spending. That's on top of $73 billion in defense spending over the next two decades. Yes, that's right. $73 billion. That's such a high amount that actually you're not conceiving of it properly right now. You're just like, that's a big number. It's even bigger than that. This comes following pressure from the U.S. and other allies to boost military spending to bring Canada closer to its NATO targets. Or at least that's the line. Canada has never reached the 2% commitment for military spending set by NATO, and it's silly that media all tout the line that this is something that is reasonable or something that we could or should do. But anyway, that's the line they're touting. A big part of the new spending, according to the announcement, will be dedicated to spending on new equipment to bolster the military's capabilities in the Arctic. The announcement emphasized that the focus on the Arctic comes as Russia has similarly started to bolster its military capabilities there and because of climate change impacts in the region. Because, you know, we're going to launch a missile at climate change. It's a good time to recall that Canada is trying to purchase spike missiles from Israel, the same kind of missile that Israel dropped on the aid workers working with the World's Kitchen last week. Canada is purchasing almost $500 million in weapons from Israel as we shore up our NATO commitments in Latvia and absolutely not sleepwalk towards a war with Russia. On Twitter, World Beyond War Canada called the spending increase radical. They wrote this, quote, "This is awful news, and not only because it's a deliberate commitment to steal funds from healthcare, climate, housing, education," unquote. And finally to Mozambique, where 94 people have died and 26 others are missing after a boat capsized off the northern coast of the country. According to local state television, most of the people who were on board were trying to escape the mainland after panic was caused due to misinformation spreading about cholera. There has been a cholera outbreak recently in the country. Some 15,000 cases of the waterborne disease have been recorded and 32 deaths have happened since October. The boat was overloaded with 130 people trying to escape and was hit by a wave, which caused it to capsize. A local maritime administrator told the BBC that many children are among the dead. Those are your headlines for Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Nora. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I went for a jog last night and have a massive seasonal allergy attack. So every word is resonating allergy feelings within my nose. I hope it's okay. I hope it's not too hard to listen to. You are listening to this podcast at sandyandnora.com on the Real News Network podcast feed or anywhere you get your podcasts. It's Tuesday. It's Sandy and Nora Day. So a new episode drops in a couple of hours. Today we are talking about the Liberals and why does it feel like they just can't do anything? Well, there's a reason for that and we're going to go through it today. It'll be out, as I say, in a couple of hours. I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. I will talk to you tomorrow.